Dr. Tony Evers, first of all, in Wausau for a special recognition program. What's this about?
Well, this is about a number of excellent and talented young people from the Wausau area that work with our staff, that they may come from disadvantaged backgrounds, so lots of Hmong kids and others who are first generation going to college. And we're here celebrating them graduating. We're celebrating the kids that are in the program from junior high through high school and their participation in the program. But mainly it's a tribute to this part of the state. I'll tell you, to have this many, you know, kids that come from backgrounds that aren't necessarily focused on college, that they got the parent support, the school support, our support at the department, and 90-some% of them are graduating, and almost all of them are going to college. It's a great, great night.
From what I understand, in many cases, it's a cultural change where they're going to college where maybe their parents and grandparents did not.
Exactly.
In other cases, you may have situations where the parents didn't go to college, and this is the first generation that does.
Yeah, absolutely. All the above is true, and we're just so thrilled to have these type of programs. And frankly, even though the parents may not have gone to college or this is a first generation child going to college, the parents obviously have been very supportive and of these kids, or they wouldn't be where they are today. But they also need the additional support from both the school and the community and our staff. So it's a great night.
What happens on DPI's end for programs to support this?
Well, we identify the kids early. We try to catch them in fifth and sixth grade and in middle school grades and really provide that support, get them ready for college, get them thinking about college, visiting colleges, making sure that they're doing their homework, kind of adding value to the counseling staff and the teaching staff that exists here, and brings them to a point where they're just fighting machine ready to go to college. You heard them tonight. They're all geared up.
Are they all going to four-year institutions, or are they going to some 2 years as well?
Yeah, I think most of them are four, but I think there's a couple in a bunch that are going to 2 years. And also, I was here a few years ago, and I'd say there were several that were going to our Central Technical College or other technical colleges in the state. The key is that they're thinking about their future and not resting on the success that they're having in high school.